Hi, my name is Jamil Walai, and I'm originally from the Bay Area, a small city named Union City, East Bay. I was originally born and raised there. Moved down to San Diego about 3 years ago, and been living here ever since. Diehard 49ers fan. Go Niners. And I'm a biology major for now. I'm not 100% sure if I want to stick with bio or chem, or probably something in the science field. I'm taking physics because it's a prerequisite for the class, and 180A is just the beginning of our physics journey. I know I'm going to be taking a lot more physics in the future, some more undergraduate classes as well as graduate classes in the physics, so I want to get the basic knowledge of what physics is about, and this is just the first installment of the physics classes I'm going to be taking. What surprised me about physics is I didn't really expect it to be this rigorous, because it's a 3-unit class, and I've taken like 5-unit classes which have less work than this physics class. But I mean, I think it's good because it teaches you, you gotta be always on time with the mastering physics and the homework. It's a weekly thing, it's not like it's every other week, so you gotta be on top of it. And there's a lot of material to be covered in 1 week, so you gotta be done with your work quick, and you gotta get it. And physics, I think, is it's very interesting because basically anything you do involves physics. Everything involves physics, whether it's just doing some homework problems or everyday life. You know, your things you do, you know, if you're playing football or just anything, velocity and the angles and everything comes into play. And I think it's really interesting how physicists came up with the whole universe and the Big Bang theory and how the Earth revolves around the sun and how fast it's turning. Really interesting stuff. And as far as Tony's problem solving method, I think it's very helpful. At first I kind of thought it was too much work, but you realize that you gotta have the basic understanding, and it's not really about the solution or the numbers you plug in, it's more about the process and how you did the problem. I mean, if you just get the answer and you leave, you haven't really learned much. But when it comes to the method, you know, reasoning plays a big part. And like, is your answer reasonable? Does it fit the problem? You know, then the diagrams help a lot, so you have a visual of what's actually going on, and you're not just getting the answer, or you can just get the answer and cheat, but you're not getting anything out of it. So you gotta do the whole problem the right way, which is really good the way Tony has set it up. Do I like college? I love college. It's only my second year, but I've met a lot of great people, had a lot of great experiences. Hope to continue doing both of those, and it's the beginning of the adventure. My freshman year was pretty good, had good grades, pretty much what I expected out of college. And this year just going with the flow, trying to do good in classes. What I expect to get out of college before I leave is just get the knowledge that I need to pursue my career, get the basic understandings with the bachelor's degree and whatever field that I get, and go on to pharmacy school. I mean, college, you just learn a little bit of everything. That's what the GE classes are for. You know, you take psychology and stuff that you're not going to ever use, or stuff you will use, but you're not going to be majoring. But it's good to have the basic understanding about whatever it is that you're going to do, so you can, in the future, have intelligent conversations with people when they ask you about something. And it'll help you with your career. It's not just busy work taking all these classes. You actually got to learn and get stuff out of it, which I hope and plan on intending to do.